Hello everyone, and welcome to my second ever video game review for the Menotize Podcast channel. Before I get started, I want to say that I hope you all are having a wonderful week so far, that your weekend is going to be even better, and hopefully you all are staying safe out there during this crazy, crazy COVID-19 global pandemic that we are going through, and especially if you're in the United States with where cases keep spiking and all over the place. Hope you all are taking precautions. Because we need to get through this. Life is too precious to waste it over some stupid shit that people have been wasting their time for. But anyways, I'm not here to be preachy about politics and things like that. Even though, health is not really political, but they turn it into political thing. Anyways, today it's all about the sequel game to the game that I reviewed on my first episode of the video game reviews for the Menotize podcast, and that is, of course, The Last of Us Part 2, a divisive game, to say the least, although, to be fair, a lot of the negative fan reactions that I've seen are from people who have not even played the damn game, but, of course, I played the game, I pre-ordered it, I received it on Friday, played it all afternoon and evening on Friday, played it pretty much all day Saturday. Of course, I took breaks to eat, I go to the bathroom, I'm not a complete monster, but I took Sunday and Monday off so that I can just clear my head, because I've been between Friday and Saturday, I'd been playing for almost 20 hours consecutive, or accumulated at least, so I needed a break, and I took a break. Jumped back on it on Tuesday, and did not stop until I finished the whole game, and I finished it late last night, I believe around 2:30 in the morning, Tuesday going into Wednesday, which I'm recording this Wednesday evening. This is going to be uploaded on Thursday, and I'm going to try my best to not spoil anything too much for the people that actually give a shit and want to play the game and not be spoiled by anything, but I apologize in advance if I slip and mention something that may be considered a serious spoiler. But me personally, I love the game so very much. It is not at all what I expected it to be, but sometimes that's a good thing, because as I said last week, I was such a big fan of the first Last of Us game, and I was so invested in that story, so emotionally invested in that story, that I was not ready for what was to come for Part 2. And once the game arrived, popped it into my PS4, and took about 30 minutes to download, because it's two discs. It has right here the data disc for the game, and then the disc for the game itself, which that's the first time I've ever experienced anything like that before, but the reason why is because this game, from start to finish, is almost 30 hours, it feels like. It's such a long story, because they flesh out character arcs with such detail and such careful attention to detail, and it's just the story is, because a lot of people that complain about the leaks and other stuff and that came out before the game's release, and I get it, people are never, you're not going to satisfy everybody, that's how it is for any form of entertainment. And that's just the way it is. You can't please everybody. It's like that for video games, for movies, TV shows, wrestling. You're not going to satisfy all of them. But if you can get it at least half, then you're good. And from what I've seen, people that I associate with online, they love the game. And, of course, I still see the people that are being negative and hating it before they even play it, because that's just how it is, just like all the people that review bombed Captain Marvel, as they claimed that they did, on Rotten Tomatoes last year, and that's why they changed their rating system on Rotten Tomatoes. And you know, and I know a lot of people did not like Captain Marvel. I enjoyed it though. It's not in my top 10 favorite MCU movies, but I enjoyed it. But I haven't seen it since it was in theaters, so I'll have to watch it again on Disney. Since they have it on Disney Plus, I'll have to watch it again. See if I still feel the same way. And I've been meaning to do an MCU, you know, watch thing for a while. You know, starting from Iron Man all the way up to Spider-Man: Far From Home. So, anyways, back to The Last of Us Part 2. And the way the game starts out, it's the prologue for the game. I'm not exactly sure where the timeline is for the prologue of the game, but it's, you know, it's picking up from where they left off in the first game. And it's Joel explaining to Tommy what he did in that hospital with Ellie, what he did and why he did it. And Joel and Tommy, swore to Joel that they would keep it between them. As Tommy said, he'll take it to the grave if he has to. And from there, we go on to the rest of the story, where it picks up almost about five years later. It's 4 years later. But certain parts of the game that, you know, jump ahead towards the end of the game, it's like a little over a year later. So essentially, the story takes place over that 4 to 5 year period, because there's a lot of moments that flash back to like 1 year earlier, 2 years earlier, 3 years earlier, and you know, it goes back and forth. So, but I like that, because I said it to a couple of people before, that like the way the pacing of the game is, it reminded me a lot of Uncharted 4, which that's another game that I really love, because in Uncharted 4 there was a lot of flashback segments as well for Nate and Sam, going back to their childhood and when they were in a Panamanian prison trying to find clues to Henry Avery's treasure. And there's a lot of flashbacks on here that explore the deeper relationships of the characters throughout the game. You know, they get to dive deeper into the relationship of Joel and Ellie, and we get to see deeper dives into relationships of other characters that are introduced in the game. And yes, a lot of them are brand new characters that are just introduced, and you know, some fans had a problem with that they, you know, think, why should I care about these people? I wanted to play and care about these people. And it's like, again, you're not going to satisfy everybody. And I get that. I understand. This is not the story that they wanted it to be. But that's just how it is. And I even compared it to how people reacted to Batman vs. Superman. They reacted negatively towards it because it wasn't what they wanted, because they didn't want to accept what they were given. And of course, I accepted it. I mean, it is a slow-paced game. You know, there is a lot of moments of I don't want to say dullness, because it's not a dull game at all, not to me at least. I guess just moments of where there's not really anything happening, like in between like the big action moments, because when the action moments kick in, it really kicks in. I mean the violence in this game compared to the first game is so brutal, and the kills are fucking gory as fucking a fuck. But I love that. I mean, I love horror, and for the most part, the gorier the better. And for this one, the gorier definitely was better. And they get more creative with it too. Like there's certain kills that, you know, that you would definitely see in a horror movie, and even like the gameplay mechanics are a big upgrade as well. It doesn't feel quite as robotic as the first game. And even like the workshop tables that they had in the first game, where you get to, you know, upgrade your weapons, though, that is done much better in this game. Like instead of just, you know, hearing a little and then it's upgraded, you actually see them physically taking tools and making adjustments to their weapons, which I love that so much. I thought that was one of the coolest features of this whole game. And also, and all the little Easter eggs that are throughout. There are so many of them. I only got to see like a small handful of them, but there are so many of them that are just so cool. Like in the after the prologue, and it picks up 4 years later. We're in they're in, because they're back in Jackson, Wyoming, where Tommy and all of them are in the first game, and we're in Ellie's little mini apartment that she has in the town, and where she has the TV. There's a PlayStation 3. And next to the PlayStation 3, there's Uncharted Drake's Fortune, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, and Jack and Daxter Remastered. And I just thought that was awesome. Because, again, those are all games that I'm a big fan of as well. It's just funny that Naughty Dog was plugging Naughty Dog throughout the game like that. Because a couple of times, those games would pop up in there. And in certain one scene... later in the game, that there, it's like an amusement park or arcade kind of place, and there's a Pearl Jam poster on the wall, which I just thought was really cool, because I am a Pearl Jam fan. So when I saw the Pearl Jam sign or poster on the wall in one of these locations, I just, to take a wrestling term, I'm marked out a little bit. That was cool, and of course the graphics are just phenomenal. Because this game is a PlayStation 4 engine game, because The Last of Us Remastered was just slightly boosted up, resolution on the graphics. Still great graphics, but Part 2, the graphics, Last of Us right here with the graphics, Last of Us Part 2, way up here, way off, you can't even see my hand on the screen right now. That's how great the graphics are there. And then even the physics with the hair sometimes is a lot better than other games are. Like, cause there's like one moment that I don't really technically consider this a spoiler, but it might be to some people, that there's a moment in the game when you're playing as Ellie and she's hanging upside down off of something, and you actually see her hair hanging outward, as opposed to like in other games where it's just a solid, helmet on her head. The hair actually moves. Like hair, and I love that. And the way the clothing moves around is more realistic too. And another little thing that I actually thought was cool in the game, there's little sections of the game where you get to play guitar, and that's really cool. You get to play different chords, and after you play the little chords and point this way, ring, ring, then they start playing an actual song. And that just, it was really cool. I thought, I liked that. And also there's dogs in the game, which like if you got to see one of the gameplay videos that they uploaded on the PlayStation channel, that they do have dogs in there that are part of the enemy team, even though, again, as said in the first game, there's technically no real villains in the world of The Last of Us. These are just people trying to survive. And especially in this game, that is very, very prevalent. That there's really no real villains, just people very strong in their beliefs and what they're fighting for and trying to survive. And that's humanity. There are dogs that you get to pet the dogs, and you get to play fetch with the dogs, which that put such a smile on my face that I loved it so much. And of course we have Troy Baker and Ashley Johnson returning as Joel and Ellie, because of course they were the stars of the first game. Why wouldn't they be in this one? And again, I know there's people that were complaining about the way certain characters were handled in this game. And again, I'm trying really hard not to spoil anything for anyone who really, really wants to play the game and wants to has avoided spoilers like I did before playing it. But it's just, to me, like, the whole story, I felt very emotionally invested in it, fully emotionally invested in it. And I actually cared about every single character. I cared about Joel, I cared about Ellie, and I cared about all the side characters that were introduced in this game, like Dina, cared about her story. I cared about the stories of other characters like Owen and Mel and the other protagonist that we get to play as a couple of times in this game, Abby. I was invested in her story. And because her story has a connection to the first game, which again, I'm not going to get into it because I'm trying very hard not to spoil anything, but I'm just saying her story connects to the first game, and which some people might see it coming, others might not. I know when I, for me, it was a part of something that I didn't see coming at all. But that's just me, because again, I avoided all those leaks, and I'm glad that I did, because if I saw the leaks, I don't know if I would love the game as much as I actually do. But that's why I always do my best to avoid spoilers for anything, because I love to go into things blind like this, and I'm so glad that I did, because the experience that I had with this game is unlike any other that I had with any other game. And I thought with the first Last of Us game that the way that that game impacted me, I thought that that was something that could not be replicated, duplicated, or topped. But my experience playing Last of Us Part 2 definitely topped that. And you know, like I mentioned how I, you know, that I got I cried for the prologue of the first game involving Joel and his daughter Sarah. And I had several moments like that playing Part 2, especially at the end of the game. And this is not really a spoiler, I'm just going to say, there's really nobody gets a happy ending in this game, which I guess that might be somewhat of a spoiler, and I'm sorry about that, but just, yeah, there's really no happy ending to this game. And the different versions of the infected that they have in this game, they introduced a few more versions of them, because they still have, you know, the runners, they have the stalkers, and the clickers, and then one of the ones they introduced in this one was shamblers, which they showed in one of the trailers before its release. And then the bloaters, they're in there too, and there's one more right after bloater that is like the next level of infected, which that was a bitch to defeat, and I'm not gonna go into too much detail about that, because again, I'm trying not to spoil anything, but once you get to that part of the game, you'll understand what I'm talking about when I say it's a bitch to get through, because it's wee. And like I said, yeah, again, the gameplay mechanics are such a big improvement. Like I said, because in the first game, it felt very robotic, as most games do from previous, you know, generation consoles. But in this one, it's a lot more, feels a lot more realistic and grittier, and, you know, more options for weapons as well. Instead of just crouching down when you're trying to hide from other people, you can actually get down in the prone position and, you know, do the military crawl, which, you know, allows you to crawl underneath objects, like crawl underneath cars and other tight spaces, and the music is still is just, I think even, I would say, better than the first one, because, you know, Gustavo Santaolalla, he came back after doing the music for the first game and provided another masterpiece of a score for this game. He had a co-collaborator, I don't remember what his name is off the top of my head, and I'm too lazy to look it up right now, but yeah, he had a collaborator, but it was still very much the sound of The Last of Us, that very distinct sound. With the loose strings on the guitar and on the banjo, and the atmosphere that it creates is very much still intact, like in the first game, and also just the story of this game. Like I said, like there's really no happy ending to it. It's just such a darker story, and so like I said, the violence is even more brutal, and the kills are even gorier than before, But it's also, but it's, to me, it was such a fun roller coaster experience emotionally for me. And because, like, when I finished that last part of the game, like I said, I cried a couple of times for the end of the game, and then I just sat there for about 15 to 20 minutes, just like, oh fuck. Like, I had to take a moment to process what I just experienced over these few days. And I know, like, there's a lot of the critics online, like IGN and a few other places, you know, professional critics, that they've all rated this a perfect 10 out of 10, saying it's a masterpiece. And a lot of the fans who've been shitting on the game are laughing at all those people, calling them shills and blah blah blah, blah. You know, people saying that Neil Druckmann was cucking for Anita Sarkeesian. I mean, I don't give a shit about Anita Sarkeesian. She has her own issues. But me, I'm not a shill for anything. I don't blindly support anything. You know, what if I say that I love something, it's because I genuinely love it. And me, I genuinely love this game right here, The Last of Us Part II. I genuinely love it. I would even say that I love it more than the first one. I know that's blasphemous for some of the people out there that hate this game, but for me personally, this game is a masterpiece. And if they make a part 3, who the fuck knows what they're going to do with that? I don't think that they're going to do a part 3, but I mean, with the way it ended, they probably could. I just don't know what direction they could take it in. But of course, I would not be opposed to it, because Naughty Dog have never done wrong in my eyes. I mean, like I've said before, I loved Uncharted: Drake's Fortune, loved Uncharted 2, Among Thieves, I loved Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, I loved The Last of Us, I love Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, I love Uncharted: The Lost Legacy, and I love The Last of Us Part 2, and I love the Jack and Daxter games, and I love the original Crash Bandicoot games. I love all the Naughty Dog games. They are the best games that I've ever played. And there are a lot of great games that I've played in my life. But the Naughty Dog games are just on a whole other level, in my opinion. And The Last of Us Part II, as of this moment, as I am recording this right now, is their greatest masterpiece, in my opinion. I know others are not going to agree with that, but this is all my personal opinion. The Last of Us Part II is a masterpiece of a video game and of storytelling. And if you're someone like me who avoided the leaks and have done a great job at avoiding spoilers, I highly recommend that you check this game out and experience it for yourselves, because really, that's the best way to experience something. Experience it yourself. Don't go by what everybody else is saying. You know, hell, don't even necessarily go by what I'm saying. Just listen to what I'm saying and make your own decision if you want to play the game. Because if you're not gonna play the game because of whatever other people are saying, then chances are you were never gonna play it in the first place. But if you were planning on playing it, because I mean, it was 7 years of a wait between the first game and this one. For me, it was only 5 years, because I got into The Last of Us when I got my PS4 in 2015. So I only had a 5-year wait for this game. But others waited longer. And some of them were disappointed. Some of them have been satisfied. Me? I'm more than satisfied. And I'm happy to shout it from the rooftops. I love The Last of Us Part II. And I can't wait to play it again to check what other little details I might have missed out. And that's going to do it for this second edition of Video Game Reviews for the Minutized Podcast, then. I feel like I did a pretty decent job of not spoiling anything for this one. And I'm going to try to do more of these video game reviews. I'm just not sure how often I'm going to do them, because I currently don't own a lot of video games, because, I live on a bit of a budget, so I try to make sure that my money is spent where it needs to be spent, you know, making sure food is in the refrigerator, making sure the house is taken care of, making sure that my life is in order, essentially. So I don't have quite the luxury that others have, where they can get a new video game pretty much every week and play it freely all the time with no worries. Yeah, I don't have quite that luxury. I think as of right now, I only have Last of Us, Last of Us Part 2, all the Uncharted games, like I said, so that would be 7 games, Spider-Man, Resident Evil 7, Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection, Batman Arkham Knight, Batman Return to Arkham, yeah, that's it, just those games, and that's all I have, so I don't know if I'm going to review all of them in this series, as I wait to get new games, because I know the PS5's coming out in December, and the Spider-Man Miles Morales game looks phenomenal, and I can't wait to... I'm hoping that I'd be able to get a PS5 so I can play that one. And also there's the Avengers game coming out in September that I, you know, really want to play as well. Yeah, but there's also so many other games that I really want to play that I have not been able to play yet, like, you know, like Red Dead Redemption 2, the Resident Evil 2 and 3 remakes, Final Fantasy 7 remake, what else, the God's War game. I feel like I'm missing others. Shadows of the Colossus, so many of them. I have a whole long list of them on Amazon. Eventually I'll get to them. The Fire Pro Wrestling game that came out a couple of years ago. That's another one. Not a couple of years, it came out last summer. Yeah. So many games that I really want to play. Don't know when I'm going to get around to playing them, but eventually I will. In the meantime, hope you enjoyed this review for Last of Us Part 2, my spoiler-free review. If you haven't yet, please check out my review for the first Last of Us game, and also check out my movie reviews that I have on here, my retro film reviews, my classic wrestling pay-per-views, my worst to best rankings, my regular podcast episodes as well. All of those right here on the YouTube channel, but if you want to hear the audio-only versions of this, you can get that on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Breaker, if you want to support me, you can do so on my Patreon for $1 a month if you're able to. That link is in the description below, and you can also buy one of the t-shirts in my Menotize Podcast store. That link is down there below. I have a whole bunch of different designs for different tastes. My most recent one that I have on there is the ABACABB Mortal Kombat Blood Code t-shirt, which is, you know, a little design that I'm very proud of, because I had the Mortal Kombat logo or lettering for the ABACABB with a blood splatter in the background or a little video game controller connected to one of the letters. And I have other different designs on there too, they're all available in different t-shirt, tank top, sweaters, and hoodies, and stickers, pillows, all different kinds of stuff. That will be in the description below if you ever you want to check out any of those designs. And thank you all so much for watching, for subscribing, for tuning into these silly little videos that I do on here. And I love and appreciate every single one of you who do that. Because, you know, even when I'm not feeling at my best upstairs, I still do these videos because as I've said a few times already on other videos, it's very therapeutic for me, and I enjoy doing it. So, again, thank you all so much for watching, for subscribing. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and that you're staying safe, taking care of yourselves and your families and your loved ones, and just doing your best to live the best lives you possibly can. And this has been Video Game Reviews from the Mennonites Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see you all next time. Bye-bye.